Yeah, they said it. That was amazing. Thank you, Debbie and Mercedes. Veterans, would you, all veterans, would you mind standing? Thank you. Thank you for your service. We're grateful for you. And we know that Memorial Day has a lot of meaning. And we want to take a moment and honor our veterans. Listen, I'm aware that today is not Veterans Day. But still, yet we are grateful for you veterans. We're grateful for those men and women who fought and didn't make it back. And, Mike, I think, mentioned it last week. Memorial Day used to be called Decoration Day, where many of us grew up going to the cemetery and remembering our loved ones who were no longer with us. Kiddos, I need you to be quiet, okay? I can't hear myself talk, and I have a microphone. Okay. It's okay. I don't mind hearing them a little bit. But when Pastor Chad's got the mic, you listen. Or I'm going to come and get you. Adult or kid. Hey, hi, how are you? What a cutie. I need all the teenagers and youth workers going to camp. Can you guys come up here with me? I didn't give you a heads up. Everybody who's going to youth camp, they're leaving on Wednesday, so we're going to pray. And listen, I've got a message this morning I'm going to share. It's really, really cool stuff, and I'll get into that in a moment. Come on up here, guys. Go ahead, just sprawl out all the way across the front. ISIS front and center, right there. Yeah, right there. Awesome. Awesome. Don't they look good? Don't they look good? Yeah. Praise the Lord. We're gonna have a great week at camp this week. Man, I'm stoked. Hey, church, can you extend your hands? Let's pray for these young people and workers. Yeah, good. I'm glad you made it, Tyler. Let's pray. Extend your hand. Father, thank you. Thank you for these students, these adults, these leaders, these workers. And God, may your hand just be upon each and every one of them. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would begin to draw them. Lord, I believe that you already have. And I ask that you would just continue to do so. God, that when it's time to worship, that they will be ready to worship. That they will be ready to give you their all. When it's time to play games, they'll have loads of fun. When it's time for chapel, they'll be ready. They'll be dug in. They'll be ready to receive the word of God and ready to respond in obedience to your Spirit speaking. Lord, we just love you. We thank you. Do a work in us. Lord, we need you. We trust you. And God, use these young people. Lord, at school, even though school just let out, God, it's coming, it's going to start again in the fall. God, would you move on these students and empower them and equip them and anoint them for your service. Use them, God. Take them deeper. Draw them closer and closer to you. Let your word mean more and more to them. And Lord, I just honor you. And may they honor you as well. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Wonderful. Thanks for praying. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, they said go green team. Praise the Lord. How exciting. Hey, listen, before I jump into the message... if you forgot about the picnic tonight, we still want you to come and hang out with us. Well, I don't have any time to prepare any food. I got a bunch of hamburgers and hot dogs. Okay, so just come. We want to hang out with you. We want to spend some time with you. It's going to be lots of fun. Listen, it is going to be a little windy. Okay, so when you get a plate of food, hold on to it. But it's all going to be okay. All right. So we can't wait to see you. That'll start at 4 o'clock. as I usually say, if you don't know how to get there, ask somebody who looks smart. And we are going to have some signs on the way, I believe, if the wind doesn't blow them away. Okay, everybody look at me. Say Pentecost. That's an interesting word, isn't it? I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it next Sunday, because next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. But today what I want to do in leading up to Pentecost Sunday, I want to take you through, now I'm not going to hit all of these verses, but I want to show you through the Old Testament that the Holy Spirit is for today. And I want to show you, excuse me, some of what the Holy Spirit's role is, okay? And so, excuse me. Need a drink of water, evidently. So, if you have your Bibles, before we go to the Old Testament, I want to point something out in Luke chapter 3. And we're going to be in Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Man, you guys look good today. You can say it. Say, I look good. Thank you. Thank you. Luke 3, 21 and 22. Look at this. The Bible says, one day when the crowds were being baptized, Jesus himself was baptized. Everybody with me so far? Okay. So Jesus is going to get baptized. And look at what it says. As he was praying, as who was praying? Jesus. All right. You guys are with me. As he was praying, the heavens opened. Look at this. Look at verse 22. And the Holy Spirit in bodily form descended on him. Who's him? Okay, so who do we have so far in this story? Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Everybody agree? Okay, just stick with me. So Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and a voice from heaven said, you are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy. Now who said that? It'd be God the Father. Anybody ever heard of this thing called the Trinity? Yeah, most of us have. The problem is you won't find the word Trinity in the Bible. So that's why I'm taking you to this passage this morning. I wanted to point this out to us because we understand in our brains that God is God and that Jesus is God, but sometimes we forget that the Holy Spirit is God. And that might have been just messed with your brain when I said that. The Holy Spirit is God. We have the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, right? So all three, they're three different persons to the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We need all, it takes all three, and each one of them has a different role and purpose, okay? Jesus' purpose was to come from heaven to earth to live as an example for us and to head to the cross. Why? To purchase our salvation, right? We're so grateful that he did. But Jesus, see, he was going to send the Holy Spirit, and he did send the Holy Spirit, and that's still for today. So I want to take you from that point on, I want to take you before all that happened in the Old Testament. I want to take you to a couple of passages, and I want to point out the Holy Spirit even in the Old Testament. This is fun, I think. So 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6. It says, at that time, the Spirit of the Lord, that would be the Holy Spirit. At that time, the Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you. Now, you see, this is the prophet Samuel speaking to the king named Saul. Okay? He said, Samuel told him, at that time, the Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you. And Saul, you will prophesy with them, with the other prophets. You will be changed into a different person. Now, interestingly enough, and before this happened, long before this happened, when Moses, I don't have this one up on the screen, but Moses, God instructed Moses to anoint and appoint 70 elders who would help do ministry with Moses. And God anointed them with the Holy Spirit, those 70 individuals, and they all prophesied, even two of them that weren't there at the time. But they were to be elders. And it's just very, very interesting how the Holy Spirit uses people and leads people. So let's look now at Isaiah 44, verse 3. The prophet writes, for God. He says, "For," and this would be God speaking through the prophet, "For I will pour out water to quench your thirst and to irrigate your parched fields. And I will pour out," look at this, "and I will pour out my spirit on your descendants." This is Old Testament, church. "I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your children." This is long, long before Jesus was ever around. Okay? Talking like 400 years before Jesus appeared on earth. So, God was going to be, he had in his plans to do something bigger, something greater, didn't he? And I want to show you also in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 11, says, "Then they remembered those days of old when Moses led his people out of Egypt. They cried out, 'Where is the one who brought Israel through the sea with Moses as their shepherd?'" Where is the one? Look at this bottom line here. "Where is the one who sent his Holy Spirit to be among his people?" This is Old Testament, church. And we get all weird when somebody mentions the Holy Spirit. I'm thrilled to honor him today. Be cautious. And I know we all have done it. But be cautious when you're talking about the Holy Spirit. He is a he and not an it. Look through your Bible. I just love showing the Holy Spirit honor. We welcome the Holy Spirit every service. Holy Spirit, you come. Because guess what? We're nothing without the Lord, right? But with him, the sky's the limit. Let's turn now to Ezekiel chapter 11. Ezekiel 11, 19 and 20. And the prophet writes, "And I will give them singleness of heart and put a new spirit within them." That would be the Holy Spirit. "And I will take away their stony, stubborn heart and give them a tender, responsive heart." Hallelujah. This is Old Testament, church. Verse 20, "So that they will obey my decrees and regulations. They will truly be my people and I will be their God." I hope this is making a little bit of sense this morning. I'm wanting to show the case that the Holy Spirit was throughout Scripture. Ezekiel 39, verse 29. And God says here through the prophet Ezekiel, "And I will never again turn my face from them, for I will pour out my spirit upon the people of Israel. I, the Lord, the sovereign Lord, have spoken." Yeah. God wants to pour out his spirit on his people. Are we his people? Yes. We are not Israel, and I would never try to say that. But we are his people. The sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. And this is, I want to take you to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, this is actually on the day of Pentecost, and we're going to look at that next Sunday in Acts chapter 2. There toward the end, Peter preaches a message after he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And he points to this particular verse. And he says, let me read this verse to you. Verse 28, Joel 2, 28. "Then, after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit on all people." And after doing those things, that would be in those last days. Okay, and according to Peter, we are in those last days. Anybody feel it? Okay. "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people." Now it's more than just the people of Israel, right? It's on all people. "I will pour out my spirit on all people." Look at this. "Your sons and daughters will prophesy." Wow. What does that mean? Well, I'm glad you asked. That basically means that you'd be speaking what God would want you to say to someone else. And I believe that God would have all of us prophesy. Not necessarily that all of us would be prophets, but that all of us would prophesy. That the Holy Spirit would drop the words into our mind, into our spirit, and then we speak them out. That's pretty cool. Because the Bible says in Proverbs that the power of life and death is in the tongue. We might need to be careful some of the things that we say. But if we're speaking the very words of God over someone else, how powerful is that? That's pretty powerful, isn't it? Speaking God's words over them. You know, there's been many times where I've been praying for somebody, and I'm like, in my brain, I'm going, Lord, I don't know what to pray for this person. And then they turn around afterwards and go, how did you know what to pray? That's this. It's just being yielded to the Lord. Being yielded to the Lord. And he wants to speak through you. He wants and needs people to be his hands and feet and his mouthpiece. You think? Very, very cool stuff. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. How many sons and daughters are in the room? Yeah. That'd probably be every one of us. Okay, this is for a different group. Your old men will dream dreams. Raise your hand if you're an old man. We love you, old men. Your old men will dream dreams. God can speak to you through dreams. Look back in the Old Testament. Look at, help me out, Joseph. Joseph, God spoke to him through dreams. And then, of course, Daniel. And Daniel was primarily interpreting other people's dreams. Your old men will dream dreams. Oh, any young men in the room? That's right, you're young. Your old men will dream dreams, and listen to this, and your young men will see visions. What's the difference between visions and dreams? I'm not exactly certain, but I think one you're sleeping and the other you're not. Okay, so basically it could be the same. And so look at what God wants to do in the last days. He wants to pour out his Spirit on all people. He wants his people to prophesy. He wants to speak to us in dreams and in visions. Some of you have visions. Some of you have had dreams. You've told me about them. And I believe that some of you have prophesied over others before. This is all Old Testament, long before Jesus showed up. Long before the Holy Spirit was poured out. And look at this. Joel 2, I'm sorry, the verse 29 there. In those days, I will pour out my Spirit even on servants, men and women alike. God says, it doesn't matter. I'm going to bless them all, and I'm going to anoint them all, and I'm going to use them all. All who will be yielded to me. All who will acknowledge that I'm God. All who would desire to be used and to bring me glory. That's pretty cool stuff. Isn't it? I want to point this last scripture out, and then what we're going to do is I'm going to open the altars up. I want us to have some time in the altar, because I think that there's a lot going on in our lives, and I'm going to open the altars up here in just a moment. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, you need the Holy Spirit to help with. These altars are going to be open. We'll pray for one another. But I want to, before we do that, I want to share one other scripture. I hope that through this I've made a strong enough case that you see the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. The Old Testament is everything that happened before Jesus. Okay? The New Testament is everything that happened after Jesus. All right? And in the New Testament, rather, it starts out with four books called the Gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And before that, the Bible is this wonderful piece of literature. It has various kinds of literature in it. There's historical stuff. There's poetry. There's wisdom. There's prophetic. Lots of prophetic in the Old Testament. Lots of it. But I want to take you to this last verse, and this is from the prophet Zechariah. And Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 6, this is what the Lord had said to him, through him. said, "Then the Lord said to me, 'This is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It is not by force nor by strength.'" It's not by your own will, your own determination. It's not by your power. It's not by your strength and the power that is within your body and your mind and your limits and your will. But what else? What does it go on to say? It is not by force nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That excites my heart, because the Holy Spirit's the only one who can do these things that we need done. That mountain that's in your life, that giant, that difficulty, or that I don't know what to do here, the Holy Spirit certainly does, don't you think? And here we have the Word of God that says the Holy Spirit wants to lead us, the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us and to speak through us, and the Holy Spirit, it's going to be by His Spirit and not by your strength or mine. That's why it's good to wait on the Lord. Because then He comes in and He helps us. Yeah, musicians come. We want to seek His face this morning. And so, if the Lord is tugging on your heart, there's something that you're dealing with, something that you're going through, whatever it might be. It might be emotional. It might be relational. It might be physical, financial, or otherwise. If there's something you're facing, I'm going to invite you this morning to come up to the altar and to lay it before the Lord and to ask Him to walk you through it, to ask Him to help you in it. I'm just calling us out. Hey, let's pursue the Lord. Let's seek His face. Go ahead. We're going to worship. We're going to seek Him.
Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the
yes.
living God. We only want to
yes, Lord.
Hear Your voice. We're hanging on every word.
We're just going to pursue the Lord.
Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. We want
Come,
to
Holy
know
Spirit.
You more and
Come,
more.